Much grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Text for this morning's message is our Old Testament reading, Psalm 91. So we've been going through this series called You're So Emotional, and it's been looking at these emotions that, God has, wired in us. And they can be good, and yet they can also be bad at times. 2 weeks ago, we started off with looking at anger, and then last week, we looked at fear, and today, we're going to look at this emotion called worry. Now, some of you might be thinking, why are we doing this? Why are we doing worry? Didn't we do that last week with fear? It's just the same thing, fear and worry, but we're just using different words here. Well, I know that maybe you, or I know I've done it before, we use those words kind of interchangeably without really thinking about it. Oh, I'm afraid of this, or I'm really worried about what's going to happen here, or I'm anxious and troubled about this kind of thing. We just kind of like throw it out there when we think it's the right word to use. So is there a difference between fear and worry? Yes. And it is a key difference. I'll kind of help explain it by using an example here. So you are in a deserted parking lot at night. Okay? Maybe you went and saw a show downtown or something, and you're walking towards your car, and it's dark, you're all alone, it's kind of quiet, and you're walking as fast as you can toward the car, and all of a sudden, you see a figure stand up from behind the car. Huge, hulking figure, and it's got a weapon in its hand, a gun or a knife or a baseball bat of some kind. And what happens? You start to get excited there. You start to, your heart starts to race and your muscles tense and you are ready to fight or you are ready to get out of there. That emotion is fear. But now back up. You are in a deserted parking lot at night. It's dark. You're all alone and you're walking toward your car and you're looking around. You're looking around, you're just like, wow, it is dark here. Look at all the hiding places someone could hide behind. And you're thinking about all the news stories that are running through your head about the increase in crime in the neighborhoods. And you're thinking, well, could it happen to me? Could I be attacked? Is someone hiding behind there, waiting for me? Now, you might make it to your car safe. You might not. You don't know. That emotion you're feeling right there, that's worry. And that is the key difference between fear and worry. Fear is when you actually know what is threatening you. But worry? Worry is the possibility. Possibility of something happening, and yet you don't know if it will. You can see this kind of worry all over Psalm 91. And actually, even though this ultimately is a psalm of trust in the Most High God, which is very good, when you look at the visual language that the psalmist uses here, you can see the possibilities. He will deliver you from the snare of the fowler. The picture that he has here is of a bird just flying through the forest, carefree, and all of a sudden entangled in a net, entangled in its web, and trapped right there. Verses 5 and 6, you will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the destruction that wastes at noonday. The picture the psalmist is offering here is of a city under siege by enemies. And those enemies are both human and non-human, where someone could be struck down by an assassin at night or by an arrow just flying out of nowhere through the daylight there. Or a plague that could creep into your body in the darkness and take your life at high noon. Now, while these images that the psalmist used here, they refer to physical situations, they can point to so much more possibilities. This snare of the fowler could actually be someone who is plotting your downfall behind your back, and you don't even know it. And this city under siege, all these descriptions, well, these could be the attacks of the spiritual forces of darkness on your faith in God. Both of these are unseen forces that both the physically strong and the physically weak are helpless against. But what these pictures are pictures of worry. Yeah. There's the bird looking at the forest, and they're worried, am I going to get caught in the net and trapped? There's the soldier looking over the walls of the city, out into the darkness, out into the vast desert, and they are worried, what if I'm struck down by my enemy? Yeah, that's what both the bird and the soldier are saying here. What if? What if? What if? It's just two words. Two simple words. And yet, you know how powerful those two words are. Because what if is worry in your life? That's what worry looks like in your life. What if? And there are any number of what ifs in your life. What if someone tries to hurt me? What if someone wants to attack me in a parking lot, or maybe at work, or maybe in school, or maybe even in my own home? What if? What if I get sick with cancer? What if the treatments are not doing what they should be doing? What if the doctor comes to me on my next appointment and says, I can't do anymore? What if? What if I lose my job? What if I lose my savings? You know, what if I can't pay the mortgage? What if I can't take care of my family? What if my marriage gets rocky or just runs dry? What if my kids, they're not doing well in school? What if they're bullied in school? What if my friends, what if they betray me or just simply don't like me anymore? What if? What if Jesus comes again? Oh, and he comes and he finds me thinking, saying, and doing things that, I shouldn't be doing. And it's too late. You're just like that bird, just like that soldier looking out, except this time you're looking across the dining room table, or you're looking across the conference room, or you're looking across the doctor's office, or you're looking out your front door, or you're looking on your social media feed, and you are worried sick. As Jesus puts it, you are anxious and troubled about many things, about the uncertainty of all of it. What if? What if? What if? But what if these things couldn't hurt you? What if no evil will fall upon you? What if everything that you're worried about couldn't harm you? In fact, is actually blocked from harming you. Psalm 91 shows us that in the face of everything that worries you, it's the Lord that covers you, that shields you, that gives you protection and provision. For he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you will find refuge. That's another picture presented of a helpless baby bird being completely covered by mama bird's wings and mama bird's feathers, protecting that bird from the snare of the fowler. His faithfulness is a shield and a buckler. That's a picture of that soldier, but this time the soldier has this huge shield in one hand that they can completely hide behind. And in the other hand is a smaller shield. It's called a buckler. You can hold in your hand. And it was actually meant to ward off the attacks of someone firing an arrow or slashing a sword. Look at that. You're protected from all those things. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the destruction that wastes at noonday. You're protected from all of that. And as if you didn't get enough, as if you didn't get the point, this is what the psalmist says. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. On their hands they will bear you up. God's all-powerful messengers, completely scooping you and me up, just lifting us up, cradling us in their powerful arms, lest you strike your foot against the stone. In every single one of these pictures that the psalmist is giving us, the Lord is covering you and me. He is protecting you and me. He is shielding us from everything that could hurt or harm us. And all of this, all of it, points to the covering, the protection, and the shielding that the Lord gives us in Jesus Christ. Yeah, when the Most High God baptizes you into the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, he covers you with his righteousness, shielding you from the snares of sin and death, and giving you refuge under his almighty wings. And when the Most High God gives you his word, his promises in Jesus Christ, he covers you with his faithfulness, shielding you from the flaming arrows of the evil one that seek to destroy your faith, and giving you refuge through the salvation that you have in Jesus Christ. In everything that you face, that you're worried about, all those what ifs. What if I get hurt or sick? What if I can't provide? What if my relationships go south? What if I give into sin? The Lord Jesus Christ covers you with that, shielding you with his promises, protecting you through himself. And he does it even now. Right now. I invite you to take out your bulletin. And in the back, there's these things. Blank page. It's got notes at the top. It may not be blank now, but, you know. hopefully there's pens, or if you have a pen, or if you don't, you can just kind of play along here. Get a pen, and I want you, in a word or a phrase or whatever, I want you to write down what is worrying you the most in your life right now. Be honest. No one's going to know this. No one's going to reveal this. It's going to be between you and the Lord. Be honest. What is worrying you right now? Write it down. Or just simply put it in your thoughts. Okay? And after you do that, put your pen down, and I want you to fold your hands and cover that word, that phrase, with your hands. Cover it. Completely shield it with your hands. And then close your eyes and just listen. Listen to God's promises. I will be with you always to the very end of the age. Never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. Take heart. Your faith has healed you. Though you walk through the waters, I will be with you. Though you go through the fire, I will be with you. I am your light. I am your salvation. You do not need to be afraid. And you can open your eyes. See, when you are worried about these things, about the uncertainty of all of these things, what if, that's where you can focus on God's word, his promises in Jesus Christ, and he will cover these worries completely and totally with his love, his protection, and his provision. You know, because as the psalmist says, when you have made the Lord your dwelling place, the Most High, who is your refuge, all those what ifs are going to be replaced by these words, boldly said, I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. Amen.